Minka could be characterized as out. He's got a hamstring injury. I don't have additional information in terms of time of that injury, but it's safe to say that he's not going to be able to be available to us on a short week. I think the door is definitively ajar for Kenny. You know, probably a game time type decision based on the information that I'm holding here today. With no structural damage and so forth to his ribs. And so we see how we'll go through the week, his ability to throw, his level of comfort, his ability of effectiveness, et cetera, and let that be our guide in terms of determining his availability.
Happy Halloween. Any scary thing that you could pick out of a bowl of candy, a jar, whatever metaphor, cliche you want to use? Yeah, that's been Pittsburgh sports over the last couple of days. This is the second time in team history for the Penguins. They've allowed a game-winning shot on goal in the final 2 minutes for, in the last 13 seconds, this being the loss to the Anaheim Ducks. So, you had that disaster, that note from Sportsnet Pittsburgh. Minka Fitzpatrick is hurt. Hamstring injury. Don't know how long that's going to be. Kenny Pickett. Also, status up in the air. And it really has conjured up all of these comments, thoughts, just unnecessary things that really we don't need in terms of Mason Rudolph, Mitch Trubisky, quarterback controversies, all the above. So we know Minka's going to be out, and we know how big of a loss that is. It's also trade deadline day in the NFL, where the biggest trade that happened in the last 24 hours was actually James Harden going to the Clippers in the NBA. We'll see if the NFL decides to maybe try to match that at all today. One thing that, you know, really needs to happen for the Steelers to try to, you know, maybe just feel a little bit more comfortable, get rolling a little bit, establish the running game, something to try to balance out whoever will be starting at quarterback, because, look, Kenny Pickett has been injured a ton. Now, would really starting Mason Rudolph be a logical answer? I mean, Mark Caballi said on the morning show yesterday, he'd like to see another chance for Mason Rudolph. Now, I think one way or another, Kenny's probably going to be out there. It would not surprise me whatsoever if he does play on Thursday. Yeah, it's a short week. Does not help whatsoever. Mason Rudolph has played 17 games. He's thrown over 350 passing attempts, 384 overall. A lot of that came during the 2019 season when Ben Roethlisberger was out for the year. He played 10 games, 5 in 2020, 2 in 21. He's thrown for over 2,300 yards, 16 touchdowns, and 11 picks. A rating of 81. We know who Mason Rudolph is. We know who he is. I don't know why people talk about Mason Rudolph like he's this big mystery. Like we have no idea what he offers, what he brings to the table. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I feel like we've seen enough. We've seen enough of Mason Rudolph to really be able to characterize who he is. And a lot of people like to blame Matt Canada for saying that we cannot truly judge who Kenny Pickett is and how great Kenny Pickett can be, how good Kenny Pickett can be, if Kenny Pickett can be the future at the quarterback position for this team. Well, more so, when Mason Rudolph was playing in 2019, yeah, he didn't have Matt Canada, Coach Randy, and all the fun times that that brought. Overall, though, like, I just don't see it. What has Mason Rudolph done? I continue to go back to when he tied the Lions And all the excuses that are made for Mason Rudolph. Oh, he wasn't able to prepare. He found out the night before he was going to start. Well, he was the backup. And you still go through the process. You help with the game planning. The excuses for Mason Rudolph, though, they just seem to be so prevalent. And I just don't get it. I don't. Cabali said, I think he deserves another chance. How many chances is this guy going to get? I think we need to see what he's able to do. It's like he's this huge mystery. That's a guy that's barely ever played football before. No. Now, I riled up the masses on Twitter on Sunday, saying that Will Levis, who will start for the Titans on Thursday, looked better in his first NFL game than Kenny Pickett has in any game of his career. He threw 4 touchdown passes, no picks. Where's the lie? And a lot of people are saying, oh, you're just jumping off Kenny Pickett, not being fair to Kenny Pickett. Yes, Pickett was hurt. He got hurt. Is it a different game if he plays? Possibly, potentially. I'd say so. But there's no denying how well Will Levis played. There's not. Talk more about Levis and a lot more coming up next. It's the Fan Only Morning Show.